It'll be partly sunny, breezy today, maybe a stray shower this afternoon, high around 75. Partly sunny, 75 tomorrow. Rain will be likely on Wednesday. Scott County reports another 165 COVID-19 cases and 5 more deaths over the weekend. Rock Island County doesn't give updates over the weekend, so they'll catch up later today. Illinois reported 2,400 new cases yesterday. Iowa reported 449. The sharp rise in COVID hospitalizations in recent weeks prevented Illinois from reaching Governor J.B. Pritzker's new bridge phase to normalcy. The administration appears to be making some concessions to businesses. Hannah Meisel has more.
Illinois missed entering the so-called bridge phase this week due to a 63% increase in new COVID hospitalizations over the past month. But new guidelines quietly released by Pritzker's administration this week make for expanded capacity limits anyway. Patrons at restaurants and other businesses, along with guests at social events like weddings and conferences, won't count against capacity limits if they can prove they're fully vaccinated or recently tested negative for COVID. It's up to businesses to decide how to check, but Governor Pritzker last month endorsed the idea of a vaccine passport stored on an individual's smartphone.
I do like the idea, though, that everybody will have with them easily on their device. Most people carry their devices with them, some way to show that they've been vaccinated.
While apps like that are in their infancy, most vaccinated people can prove they've gotten their shots with their CDC vaccination card. I'm Hannah Meisel.
With help from Mediacom, students in Rock Island schools now have better access to the internet. The company's made its equipment available, so there are many more hotspots available throughout the district. Troy Bevins, IT director for the district, says when the pandemic began, students could use all the schools as homework hotspots for internet access, and a few businesses volunteered to help, but that left a lot of areas without coverage.
So even if we can put a Cradlepoint router broadcasting at a restaurant, the pandemic kept closing the restaurants. And so during the winter time, that was when it was very difficult for students to get out into the cold or come up to the school building parking lot and utilize that.
Now, thanks to Mediacom, there are more than 100 possible hotspots around Rock Island School District. Best of all, he says, at very little extra cost. Bevin's goal for the dependable internet access in at least 80% to 85% of the district. The special network he created for students is called ROCFI. It stands for Reaching Our Community's Kids with Fidelity. A number of factors will determine whether Chad Pragracki's Bison Bridge proposal becomes a reality. The main one is the I-80 Mississippi River Bridge planning study. Michelle O'Neill reports.
12 years ago, many Quad Cities drivers endured months of traffic headaches when emergency repairs nearly shut down the I-80 bridge between LeClaire and Rapid City. That was after the interstate bridge over the Mississippi River had been widened twice. Paul Wapple, Illinois DOT spokesman, says it's obvious something needs to be done.
After repairs and rehabilitation over the years, the structure is really reaching the end of its useful life. The roadway features, traffic operations are outdated. Traffic congestion is increased by trucks, you know, climbing from the river and crashes on the bridge. And those challenges for us create recurring issues with the bridge condition, which in turn fuels, you know, costly annual expenses for bridge maintenance. And the configuration of the bridge is geometrically obsolete and widening is not possible. But the Pell will determine a range of possible potential alternatives that will be further evaluated in the next phase of the project.
The current I-80 bridge study kicked off last spring with a virtual public meeting. The Illinois DOT took public comments about what to do with the 55-year-old bridge and 9 miles of highway from Middle Road in Bettendorf to the I-88 interchange in East Moline.
And those alternatives will consist of a wide spectrum of possibilities, combinations, beginning with the option of implementing regular safety and maintenance efforts that do not involve any reconstruction or replacement, which is represented by the no-build alternative. And potential build alternatives may include rehabilitation to address design deficiencies, adding lanes to I-80, and modifying interchanges. So there are a lot of potential improvements, you know, that will be considered.
Wapple confirms Illinois DOT officials did hold a meeting with Chad Pragracki to hear about his Bison Bridge Park proposal.
It'll be part of the public input and everything that goes into the overall process of evaluating everything. And we encourage the public, you know, input involvement on that and on anything else about the project. you know, we always like to see a lot of community interest and engagement in all of our projects, and the Bison Bridge concept is something we'll, you know, obviously take a look at like everything else.
Initially, the Illinois DOT plans to spend more than $300 million on the I-80 project, including engineering, design, environmental studies, utility adjustments, and construction. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
In sports, the Cubs beat the Pirates 4-3, Cardinals lost to the Reds 12-1, the White Sox lost to the Angels 7-4. After taking 2 of 3 in their opening series, the Cubs host the Brewers tonight. After losing 2 of 3 in Cincinnati, the Cards play the Marlins this evening in Miami. And after losing 3 of 4 in L.A., the White Sox head to Seattle to begin a series with the Mariners tonight. Stanford beat Arizona 54-53 to win the NCAA women's basketball title. Gonzaga plays Baylor for the men's title tonight. And Jordan Spieth went 18 under par to win the PGA's Valero Texas Open by 2 strokes. I'm Jay Pierce.